Hi, everyone, and welcome to Total Celebrity Show. You can check me out on Twitter at TotalTutor and NeilHaley.com and all those exciting places. And oh my, I am so really excited to talk to this guy. The Pittsburgh connection, that's part of this conversation, but he has a much, much more. I'm excited to welcome the program. We all know him from Bubba, from Forrest Gump, Michael T. Williamson of Fences. Michael T., thanks for calling. How are you?
Hey, great. Good to be with you, Neil. How you doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic. One question about Forrest Gump. When you did the film, did you think it was going to have the success that it did when you auditioned and got the part?
Well, we knew that it had the potential to touch and affect people. I knew that because of the way the script landed on me. But I had no idea it would affect so many people globally and translate across so many different languages. Because when I saw that film, Forrest Gump, around the world in different countries, I saw the same laughter in the same places, and you see and hear tears and sniffles in the same places. And to me, it was proof that we are all connected, that we are all the same on the inside. It was beautiful. It was a life experience I'll never forget.
And it definitely seems like it to me. And did the rest of the cast, did they have the same thought process once it was done? This is going to be one for the ages?
Well, we knew that we were doing something special. But we had, like I said, we had no idea. The entire cast, we all showed up for Forrest Gump and fought for it, campaigned for it, because we knew what it meant to us. But I think the surprise inside the package, once the package was open, is that it affected everyone else the same way that it affected us. And people still watch that film today and get as much or more out of it from back in 1994. They get the same kind of effect out of Forrest Gump, even still.
And you never know when you shoot these films, for sure. Now, this next one, the reason why I'm so pumped up, Pittsburgh, Michael T., is first of all, two of my friends were extras in the film. And second of all, it was filmed in Pittsburgh. So Fences and August Wilson, tell us like the history of how you got this audition and stuff.
Well, there's a director out of Atlanta by the name of Kenny Leon, and he and Denzel were casting, looking for actors in Los Angeles, New York, and across the nation. I went in, auditioned, felt it was the worst audition of my career. I was so bummed and depressed. I was in the bed for 2 days until my agent told me that they actually liked me and wanted to do the deal. And I was like, well, why didn't you tell me that yesterday?
Oh,
and I'm
going
to have to be in bed, 48 hours. Yeah, but It worked out. Evidently, they saw a sneak peek of something that they thought added value. And I was able to successfully have a nice run on Broadway with Viola and Denzel and Steven and Russell. And we knew we wanted to do the movie at some point. And Denzel has been battling for 6 years to make it, to see that the movie came to fruition because of his love and respect for August Wilson.
Yes.
And he's brought the band back together, as we say, and the rest is history. It's now available in cinemas. You can see Fences on screen right before your very eyes, directed by the amazing Denzel Washington. And that was an experience I'll never forget ever. I just think he's as brilliant as a director as he is as an actor.
See, Michael T., I didn't know that. So that you were part of the original Fences as well, not just the play, not just the movie then. Am I correct?
Right. Well, yeah. I was a part of the revival cast.
Yeah.
James Earl Jones, Frankie Faison, Mary Alice, Courtney Vance, they were part of the original. We were the revival cast, and we, were blessed with a bunch of Tony nominations and award wins 6 years ago, and now we've had the privilege to make the movie for August Wilson.
I understand. So tell us about your character. Who's your character in the film?
Well, my character's name is Gabriel Maxson. He's the younger brother of Troy Maxson. Gabriel went into the military to be a hero like his brother, Troy, who was a baseball hero at one time. And Gabriel was injured. He was shot in the head in World War II, and he came home a very different human being. He came home with a traumatic brain injury. And although he functions in society, he functions in a very different way that oftentimes brings embarrassment to his family and shame. And but he is determined to contribute to this family and protect his big brother, Troy. And Troy is also Gabriel's protector. It's a beautiful human interest story. It's a global family story. There's no one better than Viola Davis.
Oh, yes.
To serve the public in the capacity that she does as Rose Maxson. And to me, it's as high a level project as Forrest Gump. This, to me, in many ways, has surpassed the experience I had on Forrest Gump. And I believe it touches people just as deeply. But Fences is a project I'm extremely proud of, and I hope that your listeners will, if they haven't seen it, will commit to seeing it. I think they'll be very, very, very pleased after seeing this film.
And you expect, you guys had some success at the Golden Globes. You expect, hopefully, Oscar, some possibilities of the Oscars, right? That's what the Academy Awards, you're hoping so, right? You guys are keeping your fingers crossed about that, right?
Well, that would be nice. But, you know, we're going to keep doing what we do. No matter how that goes, you never know what the voters are voting for. You just hope that your name is called because of all that it means to be loved on by your peers. But that's not why we do what we do. We do what we do for audiences because the highest level of respect and honor that an entertainer or a radio host like yourself can absorb or receive is the love of your fan base.
Yes.
People who love you and respect what you do enough that they're willing to give you some of their time, because that's the most valuable commodity anyone has is their time. And if they give you a slice of their time, that's a privilege. And it has to put a smile on your face. So that's what it's all about, really.
Absolutely. Another project you have coming up March 28th, 9 p.m. Eastern, and we'll re-air this for sure to promote this event as well for you. BET is to premiere new original scripted drama Rebel from John Singleton. So another amazing talent in John Singleton you're teaming up with in this drama. So tell us about your character in this drama.
Well, I play the character Renee Knight. Mr. Knight is the father of the lead female character. Danielle Truett plays Rebel. And Rebel is a young woman who walks to her own beat. She loves being a police officer. That is the pride of her life. And there's some fallout she experiences personally. And she has to manage that fallout professionally and with her own family. And I play her father, who is an injured person. He's emotionally injured as a result of the fallout. And so she's trying to help him and keep her family together. So it's a beautiful, tough to watch.
Yes.
Family drama. It's going to be on BET March 28th, as you mentioned. And I really hope that your fans will tune in, that your listeners will tune in and watch. I think it will be worth the time as well.
Well, we're going to promote Fences, and then we'll re-air it and rebrand it for John Singleton's Rebel. Because I really enjoyed having the conversation with you, and just a huge fan of yours from Forrest Gump. And I'm glad to see how much you continue to have a successful career. And best of luck. Where can we follow you and find information on you? Where can we go? Is there a place? Are you on Twitter and stuff?
Well, you can find me on Twitter for sure. And I will make sure that my team gives you every single thing you need. But you can find me on Twitter. I'm also on Instagram. And that's at Michael T, MYKELTI. and my last name is abbreviated, W-M-S-O-N. So it's Michael T, W-M-S-O-N. You'll find me in Twitterverse. You'll find me on Instagram. And you'll find me on a local station or on a movie screen somewhere near you.
Well, congrats. I'm rooting for Fences for sure, especially with the Pittsburgh, our flagship station being Pittsburgh. So appreciate you calling. Best of luck, Michael T. And I look forward to chatting with you again sometime, okay?
Neil, thank you so much for your time. Continued success and health to you and to all your listeners, my friend. I hope I get to circle back with you very soon.
All right, sounds good, Michael T. Take care, man. See ya. Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
You got it. Bye.
Bye. You're listening to Total Celebrity Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.